From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. It's been more than two centuries since we first heard the music of classical composer Ludwig von Beethoven. To celebrate the enduring power of his music, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute will be hosting a performance of one of Beethoven's string quartets. Joining us today to talk more about this upcoming performance and lecture is Dr. Brian Hodges, professor of cello and coordinator of chamber music at Boise State. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So how did you first become interested in music and Beethoven's music?
Well, I grew up in a musical family, and fun little fact, I was actually born on Beethoven's birthday. So I think it was there from the very beginning that I would be instilled with a love of Beethoven. It's continued ever since.
That's awesome. How did you start playing the cello?
I just picked it out. There was an after school music program at my elementary school, and the fifth graders came into the fourth grade class and played. And I really, really liked the sound of the cello. And whether it chose me or I chose it, I'm not really sure. But yeah, we've been together ever since, I guess.
Okay, tell us about these quartets of Beethoven's. Give us a little history.
Yeah, well, the quartets, he wrote 16 total, and they spanned the course of his entire life. And Beethoven, more than any other composer that I can think of, has three really distinct, what we call periods. So the early period, middle period, late period. And the pieces are all very unique in those different periods. So for instance, if you compare the music from the early period to music from the late period, they're wildly different, and the string quartets span the entire course of his output. So you have some in the middle, the early period, the middle period, and then the late period, and they're all just gems. They're all very, very special. They're incredibly challenging. They're kind of like Mount Everest for a string quartet, but very, very rewarding for both the players and the audience, I think.
Tell us about the one that's coming up on Saturday. What quartet is this, and what was it inspired by?
Yeah, so this is considered one of his late quartets. It's funny, Beethoven was really known for his big pieces, the Fifth Symphony, the Eroica Symphony. But at the end of his life, he turned to much smaller forms of pieces. So for solo piano and then string quartets were actually some of the last works that he was working on. And this was one of them. So this is his Opus 132, which is actually his 15th out of 16th string quartets. And he had just recovered from this really intense bout of a stomach illness, a digestive issue. And apparently the pain was so excruciating, he really thought that this was going to be the end. And he sort of resigned himself to the fact that he was about to die. But he actually recovered, and he had a sort of a new renewed sense of energy, and then he embarked on writing this piece, and that sort of casts a shadow over the entire work.
We're speaking with Dr. Brian Hodges about his upcoming performance of Beethoven at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. I want to play a little bit of the quartet that you're going to be talking about and performing, and a little bit of the music that he wrote right after this intense illness. Let's take a listen. Now, this is, I've seen this described online as the hymn of thanksgiving that Beethoven wrote after he got better. This is a different part inside the quartet, right?
Yeah. So this is the third movement. The entire work is about 45 minutes long, which, to give you some perspective, that's about twice the length of the typical classical string quartet. And this movement alone, the third movement that you just played, is alone about 20 minutes in length. So it's the anchor, the sort of emotional heartbeat of the entire quartet. And he inscribes at the top of it, it's a holy hymn of thanksgiving to the deity from a convalescent. So this is his sort of hymn of gratitude for God healing him, essentially. And it harkens back to old church chorales or hymns.
And it is much different from the rest of the piece. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. Can we stop just a minute though, and point out that at this point, we're pretty sure Beethoven was completely deaf, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was completely stone cold deaf. The only way he could really communicate with people was through his sketchbook. He had a little notebook that he would write notes and conversations back and forth with people. So, you know, these late pieces, they're really just, they sort of go further and further into his imagination and his own sort of unique sound world that he sort of lived in for the last years of his life.
It's just amazing, I think, that such music that we're able to hear, that he could not hear it, at least not the same way that we could.
Yeah. It's an amazing, that's why I said these pieces are just so amazing, especially when you put it in the context of that he was completely deaf when he wrote them.
So what is it that keeps bringing you back to Beethoven's music?
Well, I think, there's always something surprising, like this movement we were just talking about. And this whole quartet is actually a study in contrast. It goes through all these different moods. It sort of occupies this sort of rarefied air, but it's also very relatable, especially when you know what he was dealing with and, what he went through in his life. And it's just very, very human music. And he really used music as a way to try and say something important and profound. And I think he was very successful with it.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to be performing this quartet on Saturday.
Yes, with my wonderful, wonderful colleagues, Anna Marie Vargas, Laurel Talley on violins, and the incomparable Jennifer Drake on viola. They're a fun group.
And this is just part of a series, right? You're performing all these quartets.
Yeah, we actually started it back in the fall of 2019, and it was supposed to really anchor the year 2020, because that was the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth year. And of course, we had to take about a 2-year break for obvious reasons. So we're still in it. We probably would have been done had all of that not happened. But yes, we're about halfway through.
How do people find these performances if they want to?
So this is through the Osher Institute. If you go to boisestate.edu/osher, you can find all the information and sign up for tickets and whatnot.
It's fascinating. I love it. We've been speaking with Dr. Brian Hodges about his upcoming lecture and performance of Beethoven's String Quartet, number 15, Opus 132, at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute on Saturday morning. I want to thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about this and about Beethoven.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.